Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Goodnight Spanking. Imagine for a moment that it's late at night. You should have been sleeping a while ago, but you're not. You're still awake. Why? I don't know, but I'm walking past the bedroom and I notice that you're awake. I stand in the doorway for a few moments to make sure that what I see is in fact true. Someone is awake when they shouldn't be. Caught. Trapped. There's nowhere you can go. I've noticed that you're awake. I can see that you're not asleep. And now, of course, it's too late to pretend otherwise. I wonder what kind of excuses you have. How do you expect to talk yourself out of this one? Oh, you were doing something very important, or, well, no, none of these excuses work. This means that you have to be corrected. I sit down and tap my knee. I'm sure that you know exactly what is expected of you right now. And in a way you do. The long journey to my knees is drawing all your focus to your feelings. Being caught, noticed how you are awake when you shouldn't be. How those legs, the knees, are a place where you will be spanked. Every step closer, as difficult as it is another moment closer to getting punished, spanked, corrected. I am waiting. You hadn't even noticed how slow you were shuffling towards my knees. You knew that you had to get there, bent over, so that you could feel every impact. This is for your own good, and I hope you will remember it so I do not catch you again being awake at the wrong time. It's important to get enough sleep, so you better appreciate the efforts that I am doing to ensure that you get enough. Is that clear? Very good. Suddenly and swiftly I expose your butt, and before you can properly react, the first impact already happens. Spank. You can't even go to bed on time. Spank. Something so very simple. Spank. Even though I clearly told you when to go to sleep. Spank. And now I have to correct you, Spank. You'll have to deal with every single impact, Spank. Every bit of pain to remind you, Spank, of what you were supposed to do, Spank. Because I do recall you were supposed to be sleeping quite a while ago, Spank, and that you being awake is very naughty, Spank, so you have to be corrected, Spank, and I have to do all this effort to correct you, Spank, until I am sure that your body and mind, Spank, know what is good for them, Spank. Now let's make sure that you do. A few very sharp spank, 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 spank. Almost. But I do think you will remember. Spank, spank, spank. Spank, spank, and a nice hard spank. I wonder if you'll remember this, that you'll remember to go to bed on time, because it's important to get enough sleep. Spank, there we go, spank. I can feel that you're listening. Spank. And one final strong one, spank. Now then, since you suffered your punishment, I will put you to bed. I very carefully hold you first, letting you know that everything is okay. You did good in receiving the punishment, even if it took a few more steps to get there. You did. So let me calm you down as I bring you all the way to bed, so very far away, another long journey returning to that comfy. But this time, you're not alone. I make sure that you're comfortable. And as you lay down, making sure that there's nothing around to distract you, I gently caress your head. And while I'm here, I will help you drift to sleep. Hush. And let the slow strokes of my fingers, the gentle movements of my hands, the sweet rhythm of my voice, the calming presence of my words, slowly carry you to sleep. Every pet, every stroke, calm and relaxing. It's the same hand that I used to spank you. You can even feel the warm glow of my hand, both to correct and to comfort you, as I gently count you down to a wonderful sleep. Ten wonderful caresses, nine different numbers going down, eight, feeling yourself relax deeper, seven, knowing that it's all okay. Six, as you listen and let go. Five, drifting deeper into trance. Four, so relaxing. Three, so sleepy. Two, every stroke a little deeper. One, so ready to be asleep. And just like that, after that bit of venting and drifting, your mind and body are much calmer now and ready to sleep. So in a moment, when I tell you to go to sleep, your mind will do so easily and driftingly dreaming wonderful, sweet dreams. So you can take off your headphones and sleep. Sleep well. Good night. And remember, sleep.